What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another sick woman file. Gentlemen, I just want to let you know, the banquet of blood is being prepared. So yeah, get your taste buds ready. It's going to be a nice feast. However, I'm going to read this article exactly how it is written. So anyone who would have a problem with it can go to the author and go to the publishers who put this out. Jay White left me a comment and I looked at the article, but I wanted to wait and see how this was going to play out. Now, gentlemen, before I begin, we also have to take a little bit of responsibility on this particular topic, because every time something like this happens, there's always a group of men. And yes, I'm going to include myself, because I myself said this back in my blue pill days, who say, "Where were teachers like this when I was young?" No. If we're going to have the same smoke for male teachers, we got to have the same smoke for female teachers. Now, this article was published on the 17th of October. Ex-Ohio high school softball coach pleads guilty to having sex with a 17-year-old student. Which is why the particular anime that was this thumbnail is perfect for this topic. A former Ohio softball coach and teacher's aide could spend nearly a decade in prison after admitting to having sexual relations with a teenage student. Gentlemen, notice so far there is no mention of the victim's gender. Ashley Renee Ryson, 31, pleaded guilty to sexual battery and two counts of gross sexual imposition on October 11th, according to court records obtained by Oxygen.com. According to prosecutors, the victim was a 17-year-old junior softball player at New Miami High School in Butler County, roughly 30 miles north of Cincinnati, where Ryson was employed. Ryson was originally charged with 8 counts of sexual battery, evidence tampering, and furnishing alcohol to a minor, according to a separate case indictment. Those charges were dismissed by prosecutors in favor of a plea deal. Officials say Ryson had sex with the underage victim on at least 8 occasions in April of 2021. The allegations were reported to authorities the following month. Prior to Ryson's arrest, she reportedly pleaded with the juvenile to not report her conduct to law enforcement, according to a recording of the alleged exchange by prosecutors. Quote unquote, "In addition to what the child tells us, we do have recordings between Ms. Ryson and the child of where Ms. Ryson makes multiple incriminating statements in asking, begging the child not to report her to authorities," Butler County Assistant Prosecutor Lindsay Sheehan previously stated in court. Fox affiliate WXIX-TV reported. According to prosecutors, there had only been one victim in the case. Quote unquote, "We are not alleging a rape by force," Butler County Prosecutor Mike Mazur also said. That right there, that single statement, and the fact that they used the word victim points me to believe that the victim was a female. Gentlemen, they normally do not call males victims in cases like this. Ryerson, who resigned following her arrest, was first hired by the school district in 2015, officials say. She coached girls softball and basketball and also worked as a teacher's aide. Ryerson is being held at a Butler County detention facility pending her sentencing on November 16th. She faces a maximum of 8 years behind bars. Following her release, she will be required to register as a Tier 3 sex offender. Oxygen.com has also reached out to Ryerson's attorney, Scott D. Kruger, for comment. Well, well, well. What more can be said, gentlemen? There are so many female teachers out there who are, in fact, predators. We need to call these women exactly what we call men in these situations. That's right, predators. Hell, you can have an older man and a woman that is over the age of 21, and people will still call him a predator. However, when it comes to female age gap dating, there's no problem. Now, I know I'm not trying to conflate this situation with dating. However, we have to call a spade a spade. There's always going to be a different set of rules when it comes to men and women in the exact same situation. Yeah, we have all the smoke in the world for a man if he were in this position. We'd be calling for his head. However, when it comes to women, oh, we have to have a convenient excuse. Oh, they were in a relationship. You know, he's a boy. He's lucky to have had this older woman. He might have wanted it. But when it comes to girls, oh no, he used his position of power to take advantage of her. Man, I tell you, the double standards never cease to amaze me. However, she knew what she was doing was wrong. The sheer fact that she begged the student not to tell anybody, yeah, yeah. But one must always ask in these situations, how is it that these females consistently prey on the young? I don't know. Honestly, I don't even care. But, like I said, there are far too many females who do this, but yet there's always a convenient excuse. God forbid the woman is actually married. Guess what happens to the husband? He's shamed into actually standing by her side. No. Nope. 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 No. Fellas, if you know of a man whose wife is a teacher and she's banging one of her students, yeah, that man should be granted an immediate divorce. No alimony, no nothing. But once again, we live in a society that doesn't care about the situation or how a man gets divorced. He's still made to be guilty no matter what. But yeah, all in all, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Watch the anime where this thumbnail comes from and watch it from a red pill lens. Because honestly, when you really do, you will find that that anime is pretty damn sick. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power for a lot of you is definitely getting ready to go out. Feminism and thinking that you can prey on students, young men, and in this case, young women, will go out right along with it. Hopefully, women who do this will get the same treatment as men who do this. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
I've seen some pretty horrible things in my life, but this is just...